Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello, welcome to show 9 of the Jabbercast for the week of
November 12th, 2006. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How's it going, Big JD?
It's going pretty good. Nice. Can't really complain.
Nice Sunday morning.
Beautiful Sunday morning.
Hope somebody joins us on this Sunday morning.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah. We record on Sunday morning, every Sunday, 10:30 in the morning. Well, it's not 10:30 right now, but...
Just about, though. 10:30, you can call in live.
That's right.
And Skype, MSN... AOL, iChat, is that it? Email, hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
And they can call Jeff at 519.
Yeah, and it's our username's always the Jabbercast. So whether it's the Jabbercast or the Jabbercast at Hotmail that you got to punch in for the MSN one, whatever it is, get in touch with us.
Yes,
get on live.
Because this morning, I think we need some help. We picked this topic, and it's I've been trying to research and trying to get an angle on it, you know?
There isn't anything to research, even.
there's an angle to every story. Like, that's what, if you're a reporter or a journalist, you know, you got to get an angle.
Or if you're a mathematician.
Yeah, sure. What is that, trigonometry?
Sure, you got to get an angle. And this is a really odd angle that we can't figure out.
Is it obtuse?
Oh, it's obtuse. World's greatest mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
World's greatest mysteries.
The Sphinx?
No.
Chichen Itza in Mexico?
No. Niagara Falls? No.
Niagara Falls. Leaning Tower of Pisa?
No.
Then what are you talking about?
Why does the big fat man's pants fall down? Why don't they stay up? Why do you see the crack of his ass? Why is his pants falling down? If he's that big, his pants should be tight. Why do they slip down? That's a mystery.
Because I think once you get so big, you buy pants that are just huge.
But eventually you can't get the size. I mean, somehow along the line, the pants got to be tight.
And eventually your waist...
I can tell you why, though, for real.
Really?
Yeah. It's not really a mystery. I've done a lot of research on this for weeks.
So.
And the reason is when the man's this big, it's his belly that's big. But he actually can wear small size pants. They usually wear the pants under the belly, you know? But a lot of them try and pull them up over the belly, but they just slip back down. Or if the pants are like a larger size and he's got them on the belly, they just slip off the belly, and then the rest of them is pretty skinny because the belly's got to stop somewhere, and underneath and just below that, it's he's smaller.
Pretty much, yes.
So you can wear a smaller size pant even, but they'll, you know. Let's talk about the plumber's crack.
I see a lot of that lately.
We're on crack.
Because I see like chicks now. Now they wear those low cut pants. You see them bend down? If they're wearing a thong, you see crack and the whole deal. And
skanky, eh?
Skanky!
You like that?
I'm not a skanky kind of guy, no.
No.
I used to be. Really
Me too.
Skanky.
I used to wear a women's thong backwards. Just kidding. Yeah, why do all plumbers have a crack? I guess it's just because they bend down all the time. I guess if you bend down that much.
That's right. They should be wearing like spandex or
but
something.
But they're always bigger guys, too.
Sure.
Usually a plumber's a bigger guy, and he's bent down under your sink, down in the cupboard down there.
TV repairman, same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. My dad was a TV repairman for years.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Who do you work for?
McKay's Television.
Worked at McKay's.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of people saw your dad's crack.
Probably, yeah.
My dad used to walk around the house in his underwear with my girlfriends over.
Oh, yeah?
Like, my dad was just one of those guys who just walked around the house and he didn't care.
My dad didn't do that when we had company or anything, but he did, you know, he was always walking around in his underwear, all torn up underwear.
Exactly.
That's where I get that from. Hey.
Man, probably runs in the family. Like, my dad had old underwear, too. They were just like the elastic sort of
Yeah, gone. Everything
they were
torn up.
They were tidy whities way long time
He had ago. One pair. It was just the waistband and the leg bands. Nothing else.
What joined the two?
Nothing. They were just tight enough to stay on, so... You just slip all three pieces on separate. There's a mystery. The invisible panties.
That's right. What about the missing sock in the dryer?
Oh, there's a good one. Yeah.
Where does that go?
I don't know where that goes. They do disappear sometimes. Sometimes you never find them.
Oftentimes.
Yeah. How can you never find it? That's impossible, really.
You think it's like the dryer kind of has like a little hole there and just goes.
Yeah. There's all dryers have that same.
Built-in sock sucker.
Yeah. We just take one. Yeah, that's a really good mystery. That I don't think we can solve that one, though.
No.
You got to really check behind. You know, sometimes you put the basket up and a sock will fall between that and something or in the back behind the dryer or washer or wherever.
Right.
Sometimes it just doesn't. Sometimes you come out with one sock when all your laundry is done and everything and you find the other one and it's a wet sock someplace.
Yes.
That sucks.
The Chicago
wet
socks.
That really sucks.
But we both come up with some at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yours was the
Chicago wet socks.
Yeah, nice.
This is the second time we talk about socks on the show.
Is it?
Yeah. I remember talking about socks with my kids and Kim not.
Oh, like, right. Yeah.
My family's enjoying the show.
Sock stealing and
enjoy
stuff.
Listening to the show. And my wife gets a kick out of the fact that I mentioned the whole sock thing and that I impersonate her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I know
I'm not about to do it again with my high, shrilly voice. Where did that sock go?
Here's another mystery. Why is it that men never ask for directions when they're lost? Wife screaming at you in the passenger seat. You refusing to stop and ask anybody for directions. Oh, I know it's this way now. Yeah. I know it's over here now. Exactly. Oh, I remember where it is. Still wrong.
Exactly.
That one came about from last weekend. We must have been driving around for 6 hours over in the States.
What were you looking for?
Looking for Somerset.
No.
Yeah, I was just in a really bad location, making some wrong turns and so forth. And it was a really nice autumn drive, though, I must admit. We were all over the place. And I did end up stopping once somewhere for directions. And I stopped at this place. It was like some kind of Bible school.
Yeah.
And everybody in there was huge and looked like doctors and lawyers and everything. They were dressed up big time, getting out of big fancy cars with the, and they had the, you know, brimmed hats on and everything and
nice.
Gold pen in the, but every guy in there was huge, like big men.
Tall, not, big.
Yeah, like just big, large, big men. Tall, you look up to them, big. I couldn't believe how big everybody was. And that guy gave me directions. What do you think about men and directions?
Maybe it's inbred or inborn. It's instinctual, I guess. So men just happen to think they know where they're going based on north, east, west, south. You know, they just know I'm going. It's over here somewhere. And so they think they don't have to ask for directions. Even if there's a guy on the side of the road says, directions here.
Yeah, free, stop.
Oh, no, I don't need those. I know where I'm going. I'm going to drive around for an extra 20 minutes first. But I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I was actually reading in researching this show about instinctual behavior amongst animals. It was very interesting as far as what we do as humans instinctually.
Yeah,
and fear and what birds do and what other animals do. It's very very interesting how we can be pre-wired to act a specific way based on nothing that happened in real life.
Yeah, now that you mention that, I was thinking about something this morning on the driving around. I saw a guy walking his dog. It was one of them large-sized poodles. And he was stopped in front of a store, like reading something, a sign or something like that. And they were obviously headed in one direction because he was still kind of pointed that way. And the dog was still that way looking around, ready to keep walking. And the guy wanted to look at another sign in part of the other window, you know, so he like kind of turned the other way and just started moving a little bit. And the dog turned around like, and to the dog, what I thought there for that split second, the dog thinks he's just turning around and walking the other way now. Just going to go down the sidewalk this way. The dog, and you know, he's got to stop, pull the dog and stop him because the dog's now going to go walk the other way. And the guy's just wanted to move like 10 inches, you know what I mean? And then he was done there and he pulled the dog to go back, walk the other way. And it's... was kind of funny, like the dog just, whatever, yeah, I get pulled this way, this is the way I walk. Pull me this way, this is, I'm going to start walking down the street this way. He does no idea what's going on or anything.
No idea.
Just give me a yank, and he goes that way. Give me a yank, he goes the other way. I'm going home now, I'm going here, I'm going there, where am I going? Doesn't matter. It was kind of funny, just thinking that the dog just doesn't know anything.
Were you sympathetic towards the dog?
No.
Good.
Although dog is man's best friend.
I think so. I wish I had a
dog. That's a mystery.
Why dogs are man's best friend?
Yeah, why is it dog?
Yeah,
just good. Because they do anything you say and they're always there for you. And
well, there's a lot of other, I shouldn't say a lot of other animals. Like horses are relatively intellectual animals and they're loyal and they can't fetch your slippers though.
Yeah, but they're not going to come up and start lapping on your face, are they? Like a dog, or run with a tail wagging, happy to see you when you get home from work and jump on the bed and
that's true.
Hoof in the face.
Oof.
Hoof.
No, that's true.
You say hoof, I say hoof. Roof and roof. What's
next mystery?
What do you got?
What do I got?
I got a great mystery.
Tell me about it.
You sit on the toilet, you take a dump, you get up, you look down, nothing. It's not there. What happened? Where'd it go? Especially if it's just like one quick dump thing and you get up and it's gone. What's that all about?
I think it's...
Sometimes a big one. You're waiting and pushing and finally it comes out, plop, down in there, and then you wipe your ass and get up and it's gone.
I think
you don't even got to flush.
You don't even have to flush. Was there anything on the toilet paper when you wiped?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's another mystery. We'll move on to that one after. You wipe your ass and there's nothing there. I'm like, hey, what the hell happened here?
There's shit in the toilet. Whoops. Yeah. We use shit already.
Yeah, we can use shit anyways.
Shit's fine.
Sure.
So what do you think happens? You're just dreaming you pooped maybe.
No, I think what happens is there's sometimes enough force or an even if it's a longer piece that it's straight enough that it just goes right down the hole. And it's sitting down in there somewhere. You could probably reach down there and actually...
touch it.
Find it, yeah.
And take a picture of it.
I haven't tried or anything, but... Oh, you want to talk about pictures.
You think?
Rest assured, it's there.
But do you flush? Oh, yeah, you have to flush toilet paper down, of course. I was just going to say, sure. You could leave. You could leave it.
Yeah, throw the paper in the basket if it's not your washroom.
On the same kind of subject, if you take a dump and it's heavy and it's sitting at the bottom of the water in your toilet bowl, how come it stinks? The smell travel through water?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Or does the smell
think it's
just
as it was coming down and in the air. But then the other thing you got to think too, sometimes you're sitting there and your own smell could just knock you out.
Ugh.
But the thing is, isn't the bowl and the seed area sealed by your ass? Why does it still stink?
It's coming out of the crack of your legs.
Well, it depends. You have your legs open when you're sitting on the toilet taking a dump, or do you have them relatively closed?
Open.
Okay, there. Explains... There's the mystery solved right there.
Well, not really.
But sometimes you're sitting and you're, you know, it's relatively sealed down there and it still reeks. But then again, the seat has the little legs sort of on it, you know, the little risers.
Yeah.
So there's the sound. The
scent
can come out there.
Okay. Besides,
so there's
yeah.
some ventilation there
yeah,
between the...
lots of ventilation.
And I wonder why that is. They actually have the little legs on there. Why don't they just sit flat and flush? What's that matter? Why do they ever have the little legs on there?
Not sure. Do you know when, like, in Korea and Vietnam, they don't even have toilets in public places? There's just a little hole in the ground. You just squat
yeah,
over it and
yeah.
let her fly.
Blana was telling me about that. In Europe, too, they have a lot of that.
In Europe, they have that, too?
Sure. Mm-hmm. She said, I'll see them.
Wow. That seems,
can't wait.
That seems barbaric.
Send you some
to
pictures.
Me. I don't know.
Well, that's the way things were at one time. At one time, there wasn't anything. You just stopped at a tree. I'm sure they didn't even do that. Actually, at one time, I would imagine, I wonder if they just went wherever,
that's
down
right.
the leg.
Right.
Didn't matter.
Probably against a lot of poop on a tree.
Then again, it's...
Get away from that tree.
Yeah, you were talking about the instinct thing. Dogs know to go somewhere and lift their leg up and, you know, you don't just piss all over yourself.
Right.
And they stop somewhere and take their dump. There's, I guess, some kind of an instinct for us not to do it all over ourselves, eh?
I'd have to think so, yeah. I have to think it has something to do with the reproductive system talking to the...
that's a mystery, though.
Excretion.
How do
system.
We ever get that instilled, those instincts instilled into us? I guess it's sort of a mystery. Do they know about how instinct works exactly or where it's lodged?
It has to be lodged at one point.
Somewhere, yeah.
Based on evolutionary
yeah.
process.
It's really
kind.
Neat how we operate. Sometimes one thing I think that's really funny is, and here's a mystery for you, is the heart just keeps beating forever.
That is a
that
mystery.
That just keeps you going. Don't stop.
Same with your lungs. Like, if that stops even for you know, a short period of time.
It's pretty weird.
For your whole life.
It really gets you when you think about it.
And then you start thinking about it and you think, oh, did it stop?
Yeah.
Or thinking about your breathing is even worse.
It's the lump from my pacemaker that... drives me crazy.
You have a pacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't blame you.
No, I don't.
He's healthy as a horse.
Horse with a broken leg.
I guess you would have a broken leg in horse terms. Jabberwool, jabberwool, jabberwool. Jabberwool, jabberwool, jabberwool. Loose lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in line. One hand with two in the bush. Jabberwool, jabberwool, jabberwool.
Jabber quote. Stephen Larry's jabber quote of the week.
Well done is better than well said.
Who said that, by the way?
It was Ben Franklin.
No, the... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Ben Franklin, eh? Benjamin. Benny Frank. Never trust a man with two first names.
Did he say that? No, oh, no, he is no. The guy.
Never eat spinach with a stranger. What's the Jabber quote again?
Well said. No, no, not well said.
Well done is better than well said.
That's right.
Well, of course. Do we even need to go any further on that?
Of course.
I'm just kidding. Let's dissect this.
Well done.
Surgically.
If something is well done, what is it?
Well, it's burned to a crisp.
Exactly.
Like my steak.
Okay.
No, something well said is it's not done. Like you can say, I'm going to take that door. I'm going to trim a little bit off the top so it doesn't rub. I'm going to put new hinges on it and a new handle. That's all well said, but it's not done.
It's not done.
So well done would be better than well said. It's but, like, you know.
But what if it's a lot? What if the person says a lot, like, and it's
that's fine, but
profound.
If they don't follow through. Saying lots of things is all well and good, and but if you're actually saying that you're going to do something and you don't do it, well done would be better than well said. So you can say all you want, but...
Right. So Benjamin was talking specifically about getting something...
Specifically about electricity.
Go fly a kite, would you?
I'm going to fly this kite with a mouse in it, with a key hanging, in the rain. But if he didn't go do it, how good would well said be?
Nothing.
Was there a mouse in it?
I don't think there... I don't know where you got the mouse thing.
I think it was a cartoon or something. There's a little box in the kite with a mouse in it. You remember that?
No.
Something. I don't know where the mouse comes from. Maybe the mouse was supposed to get fried or something like that, and that's how they'd know.
I had a mouse once that got fried. Oh, no, it's a different thing. Never mind. But what if the thing that you said was profound and it made you feel a specific way? Like, oh, I didn't even know that. Like, you know, what if you're talking to me about...
Well, that's
know?
Different. That's just saying that's like a comment or something. You're not... proclaiming that you're going to do something.
That's
but I think
right.
he's in the context that you're talking about something is not as good as actually doing it. If you're referring to something that should be done or you're going to do, you know, like a politician running for whatever office of some kind. And he says, I'm going to do this, this, and this.
Oh, that's probably
well done is better than well said.
I'm sure that's the context that was in.
Jennifer
for sure.
Granholm. Here's to five more years.
She won though.
Yeah. Sometimes well said is better than well done. If you're like really poor at doing things, putting things together or building something or repairing something. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to paint this here and I'm going to take that off there and I'm going to hang this over here and wallpaper this and do this and electrical here and there. And then you just make a disaster out of it. Wife comes home. Everything's all torn apart and I can't put it back together. We'll have to call somebody. Well said would have been better.
Well said is right.
But for the most part, Benny's right. That's a good quote.
I think so.
Benny's brought to us by...
Stephen Larry. that's fish and chips, right?
No, it's ice cream.
Steve and Larry's used cars at the corner of...
If Mac computers don't get viruses and are better than PCs, why would someone even buy a PC? There's a mystery.
What do they call that when you are...
stupid.
Masochist.
Oh, masochist because you just... Yeah, you want the torture.
I want the torture.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah, ruin my life. I'm going to go spend $3,000 on a PC just because I want to... That doesn't make any sense to me. That's a mystery, honestly. I think people just don't know or realize. We could do a whole show on that. That'd be cool. Cut up Windows for an hour.
You'd be the
but
guy.
But anyways, I know people that I've told you need to go buy this because then you have no problems. And they just go spend $3,000-$4,000. Swear to God, literally $3,000-$4,000 on a PC. And every day they come in with a paper that says, you know, this is wrong. Like this is the error I get. What's going on here? Or this pops up and how come I can't do this? And this stops on me. And 2 days ago, a buddy of mine, lives with another guy's retired from Ford's, just bought a computer, brand new, state-of-the-art Dell.
Dell, dude.
From Simpatico, from the phone company.
Bought
because you get that in the phone, the internet and everything all in one monthly bill. So he pays like $59 a month for 3 years.
Yeah.
For the internet and the thing. And get this, they didn't send it with his username and password and all that, so he had to wait a week for them to send it on paper. Don't ask me why he couldn't do this on the phone or the whole thing, because I would have had somebody's neck just stretched beyond recognition. He had to wait for the username and password to even do it, and he couldn't get on. His daughter has a computer, a Dell, blah, 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 blah. Tried to help him get on and log in to the internet and everything, and she couldn't do it. He had a friend come over and help him do it. I went over and couldn't get that thing to work, and actually had it lock up on me about five times that I had to just hit the button to shut the computer down and turn it back on when I changed their screen resolution. Because when I went there, it was just a small box in the middle. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You have to change everything.
Yeah.
But when I changed it, it wouldn't let the computer start anymore. It would only let me boot like in a safe mode or something. So I had to re-put it back to what it was, a little screen in the middle instead of the full screen, and never could get his username and password that they had sent him to work or do anything or to try and connect to the internet or anything. It was pathetic. Just pathetic.
It's
just no reason for that whatsoever. And if you need to buy a Mac, you just plug it in and plug in your internet and you're on. It's over and done. There's no playing around.
Pretty much. It's pretty automatic, that's for sure. And while we're on the subject of Macintosh, you might as well tell these listeners about our Easy Mac podcast.
Sure.
You can find it at www.easymacpodcast.com, or you can just go into iTunes and search for the letter E, letter Z, Mac podcast, and it'll show up right there.
And what do we do there?
And what we do at the Easy Mac podcast, we talk about mostly about completing multimedia projects on your Macintosh computer.
Right, but something that would be interesting for a lot of people and new Mac users is that we do give a lot of tips and stuff. We have an OS 10 tip of the week, and we have a gadget of the week on there. So that's some helpful stuff, even if you're not doing so much multimedia on your Mac. Because I know we just got rid of that iBook. Actually, my cousin bought the iBook from us.
Good for her.
She just basically wanted to get on the internet at home, and she works on a computer all day, you know, in the office, but she wants something at home to get on the internet, do some minor word processing and stuff. Great for her. So she won't do so much multimedia, but the Easy Mac podcast will help her with some of the tips and tricks and stuff like that just to listen to, because there's a plethora of knowledge there that we deliver.
That's right. But you wanted to get rid of the gadget of the week. We didn't even do one the last show because, that?
No, I don't care of doing it. I just, for some reason, I thought we were just doing like a 10-minute thing or something. But
I think you were just ready to almost just cut it right off.
I wouldn't want to do that.
We're cutting it back down to a month. We used to do a weekly show. Now it's down to a month.
I guess we
let's not cut the show.
Do a whole regular full-blown show every month.
Just do it every month.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know what was going on. So are there any other mysteries, or are we pretty well wrapped up here? I don't think that I particularly had anything else.
Give us a shout out.
Yeah, we want some listener input, and we'll even do some shows if you got some good topics for us. And we've made it easier now for you, and all of a sudden, as soon as I put this up, it wasn't working, but you can leave us an audio message. Am I boring you? You can leave us an audio message.
Up too early.
You leave us an audio message right from the website. So if you go to the contact page, you can actually record a message right there for us, or a topic, or an opinion on an upcoming show or something like that. And of course, we reserve the right to use it or not. But for some reason, that thing was just, it was down, and it should be back up soon. So you'll be able to do that again.
What's it called?
MyChingo. That's what the thing is called, I guess. MyChingo audio recorder or something. I don't know. It's a little thing. MyChingo away. Yeah. So as soon as it's back up and running in that little box there, you just click on leave us a message, and you can record up to 2 minutes, and we'll be able to retrieve that. We don't leave them up there publicly, so not everybody can get that at that. But
that's right. You can swear at us and do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Cut us up real bad. That's why we don't have it up.
No.
Yeah, so you can cut us up all you want. And
so the MyChingo server is basically what's down right
now? Yeah, their server's down. Something wrong there, but it's a great little feature I had stumbled across.
It allows for our listeners to give us pretty much instantaneous
feedback. Yeah, as long as you got
feedback.
A mic built in or a mic plugged in or whatever, you can just record right from there. So you don't have to have really recording software, and just to make it easy for you. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to contact us. So all you got to do is hit a button, say your message, and basically that's about it.
And that's about it as far as getting hold of
us. Next week, the show's on phobias.
I'm scared of next week's show.
You don't want to miss that, for sure. Nobody wants to miss that. You going to be here?
I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm going to be here. I'll hold your hand.
Oh, I feel better already.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
See you next week on the Jabbercast.
Bye, 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 bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.